Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's something special about 6 o'clock, and the dusky light shines down on the block and reflects up and down on the hands of the clock. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
720 WGN, good evening. It is the 6 o'clock hour. I am John Landecker. It's 9 minutes after 6. I used to have a program director, if I did what I just did there, he'd come marching in and go, "Is there a song for everything?" The answer to that is yeah. 720 WGN, going to be here for a big 60 minutes. It's going to be jam-packed with a lot of fun. Today is, I was told by my producer, Brendan. First, I got to take care of some old business. Brendan, remember we had a talk yesterday and I was asking you, you know, what your likes and dislikes are, and you said that you love Star Wars?
I do.
Right. Okay. Well, you know then that to do a zesty radio program, you usually have to come up with some sort of wacky sort of nickname for your producers and partners, etc. You know what I mean? Like Joe or... You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
I get you.
Okay, so how tall are you?
I am 6'1".
How much do you weigh?
248 as of my last weigh-in.
And you have a huge beard.
Huge beard. Big red
beard. Red, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've been wearing a mask that goes from under your nose to, like, I don't know.
It's almost like bandana style. It's a beard mask. I bought it off Amazon to keep my beard from getting that weird dent.
A beard mask.
Yeah.
Wow. At any rate, putting all that together, what do you get? Well, I would say it's a, if I get a display, that's right. So I'm going to call you Wookiee.
Wookiee the Wookiee.
Are you okay with that?
I am in favor of that entirely.
Okay.
I love it.
Good. So you are now my producer, Wookiee.
I love it. Thank you so much.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. So, Wookiee informed me earlier today. This has got a lot of possibilities. Wookiee informed me earlier today that it's trivia day somewhere. I guess here.
Yeah, National Trivia Day.
It's National Trivia Day. You see, that's the kind of thing that a producer is supposed to do. He's supposed to come up with those little bits of those gems, if you will. So we've re-invited Gene Jones back. Has been on my show before. He is an absolute savant when it comes to trivia of any kind. He was the host and creator of something called Give Me a Hint, the trivia game show. It biology, celebrities, current events, fashion, geography, history, movies, pop culture, sports, zoology, all of it. Martha Stewart, when she wasn't in jail, introduced him as game show host extraordinaire. And he was also a judge for the Guinness World Book between 1983 and 1990. And he will join us momentarily. And we will reset the stage with him as to what his credentials are and if there's anything new to add to his resume. And after 6:30, we're going to start playing a game. I don't know what it's going to be. I know it's going to be trivia. He's in charge of the questions. You're in charge of the answers. And I'm in charge of the prizes. And in this particular game, the first caller, first contestant, will get a prize just for playing the game. How typically game show is that? Right. And then we will proceed. And so on, and so on, and so on. Now, this isn't exactly trivia. Jeopardy, the Jeopardy champion, Amy Schneider, was robbed of some personal belongings I believe in Oakland, California, they took her ID card, credit cards, and phone. And she says she's fine now. And if I keep winning, it'll make me it'll take a bit for me to get caught up. Thanks for your patience. So, not necessarily going home with the grand prize. I'm sure she'd love to have her ID, credit cards, and phone back. So I just thought I'd throw that in there to tie in with our little trivia thing. And since the weather is so bad and will be so bad, here's a little factoid for you. You might enjoy. Parts of Florida, the panhandle, got snow early Monday. It was just a dusting. It only lasted 12 hours. And 12 hours earlier, the temperature had been 75 degrees. And the snow didn't stick. So they're back to 75 degrees or somewhere in that region. But you can say, hey, I heard it snowed in Florida. And you would be correct. Today's John Landecker program. You know, you can't tell a player without a program, and that's for sure. We go to from 6 until 7. Tomorrow, 6 until 7:45. And Thursday, 6 until 8:30. Gosh, I hope I can stay up. Ah, that bouncy music, it just reeks of trivia. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. It's 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. We welcome back to the program Gene Jones, who is a savant when it comes to the trivia world. Hello, Gene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All right, I have a question for you. Here's a trivia question. On what day do we celebrate Happy New Year? Okay, never mind.
Is this a trick question?
No. I was just trying to be stupid, and I accomplished that goal immediately. All right. We're going to play trivia later in this hour because somewhere it's National Trivia Day. But first of all, this is a completely off-the-wall question that just came to me. You've been doing trivia for how long? How many years?
Since 1986.
All right. And I played the intro of some music that does not require any licensing, but sounds sort of like a game show to come to transition from the break into what we're doing now. What's your favorite game show theme? Do you have one?
Well, you know, as far as themes go, really the theme to Jeopardy is my favorite because it's so simple. Yeah. And I realize that every time it plays, Merv Griffin's estate gets a nickel.
You know, people have been buying the rights to singers and rock stars' estates lately. Maybe somebody ought to think about picking up on that Merv Griffin, considering not only Jeopardy, but a whole bunch of other stuff. So,
but I think it's great that today's National Trivia Day, because trivia really is one of the great national pastimes.
Yeah, I had experience with trivia when I was working at a radio station in Canada, in Toronto, for a couple of years. The originators of Trivial Pursuit came up with that game, and we played it on the air in Canada before it came to the United States. And I live in Indiana, and I don't know if they do this in other parts of the Midwest, but there haven't been many lately because of COVID, but trivia tournaments where teams come in and pay maybe $10 a person, and the money goes to a charity. There's a host, and it's just it's one of the best times I've ever had. And I'm not just saying that because we're doing a trivia thing right now. It's just an absolute
Well, they do blast. A lot of that kind of trivia also in bars and restaurants.
Yes.
It actually has been proven to increase business. A lot of times they do it on a Tuesday night, which might be an off night for the restaurant to help get more people in. But the thing is, trivia is not really all trivia. When I say that, I mean, it's actually a pretty important exercise because it really gets the mind working. And it's actually been proven to increase brain activity.
Now, I'm going somewhere that I didn't plan on going, and that can either be great or it can be horrible. Or maybe I'm just reading something into this. So I did commented just a few minutes ago that the Jeopardy champion, Amy Schneider, was robbed of her ID, credit card, and phone. And she said in a tweet, she'll likely be unable to, quote-unquote, start writing tonight's game thread. Do you have any idea what that means?
Well, you know, it could mean different things to different people, so I don't want to read into it by saying what she means by it. But when you talk about threads, you're really talking, I think, and I was very happy to talk about this because it's part of my game show, is you really need quick recall for everything that you're going to answer. So it's not just knowing the fact, it's can you access it and push the button and answer the question in that short flash of time on a show like Jeopardy. So you need threads, which are different associations of facts. So someone who's really well-trained in these kind of game shows to answer quickly has multiple accesses to every piece of information.
Wow.
And I would think that's what she's talking about with threads.
Well, I'm glad I asked. That's fascinating. I mean, the preparation for... Well, let's talk about your game show. You said you use the same device on your show. Where's your show and how do we see it?
Well, my show is called the Gimme a Hint Trivia Game Show, and I invented it in 1986. And the way it's done is in person, and I've worked almost exclusively at private events around the country in all different kinds of genres and locations and venues. But it's a live game show as opposed to a TV game show.
Right.
Although I've been a guest on many TV shows to do segments.
That's a great idea. So you can be hired, right?
Yes. It's trivia as entertainment,
right,
but trivia as live entertainment. And the way I play it is the whole audience is able to answer every question. So people just yell and scream, and the first person with the right answer gets to win a cash prize. I stand there with a wad of bills and do everything off the top of my head.
We're talking to Gene Jones, who, as you can tell, is a savant when it comes to the world of trivia, and today happens to be National Trivia Day, and we're going to play a round or two of trivia after the 6:30 news. Do you have any, what kind of categories are we going to use today?
Well, basically, what I usually do is ask the audience what categories they want to do. But since I can't see the audience tonight, I'll just pick some of my favorite questions and see how people do. And then I think we're going to do a Chicago segment, aren't we?
Well, we'll do whatever you want. It's trivia.
That's okay.
Fine with
me. They asked
me
to be ready with a few Chicago questions. So I have a few Chicago questions and then all kinds of general trivia.
Great. And we are going to give prizes, a prize for the contestant before the game starts, as they say, just for playing the game. And then we'll see how well everybody does. And we'll do a couple of rounds. And then we'll have more prizes. So stay tuned. Where are you from, Gene? Where'd you grow up?
I'm in New York.
You're in New York
just
now?
Outside of New York City.
That's where you grew up?
Yes, I did. And I lived in Michigan for a while, in Ann Arbor. And then I lived in Los Angeles for a few years as well.
What year is in Ann Arbor?
Ann Arbor, 1968 to 78. I believe we crossed paths.
I believe we did. I might have bumped into you on the Diag.
You might have. I might have heard you on the radio, and you might have heard me.
Wow. What were you majoring in? Were you going to school at Michigan?
Yes, I did. I went to school. I majored in radio and television, and then I stayed there. I was actually did the sports casting for Michigan basketball for 3 years, and then I started touring around the country as an entertainer from Ann Arbor.
Well, then this is going to be perfect, because as the host, I am also from Ann Arbor, as I have said numerous times. Yes, it's coming back to me. Yeah, it's a great town. Do you remember seeing a blind professor walking around with a leader dog?
You got me on that one. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Because that was my dad. He was
really?
He was a sociology professor at the University of Michigan, certainly over the time period we're talking, and he lost his sight, I think, when I was 3 months old, and still kept writing, and he was a PhD, and he had a leader dog, and he walked up and down the Diag, and that would be really a coincidence. Well, stay on the line there, Gene, and prepare yourself back there, out there listening. We're going to get to the game and the prizes. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 6:38. I know. You weren't there yesterday, were you? No. Will you be there tomorrow at this time? I'm planning on it. And hopefully you will be too. Here at 720 WGN, we received word today that it's National Trivia Day, and we happen to know one of the best trivia people on the entire planet, and that is Gene Jones. And Gene is with us now, and we are looking for a trivia contestant at 312-981-7200. And while we do that, Gene, I want to ask you, you ask, he said redundantly, so many questions and have had a history. Is there something that makes one trivia question better than another? What makes a good trivia question?
Well, I think that the number one thing about trivia is inspiring curiosity. Mm-hmm. So personally, I'm curious about everything. And I think that anything that kind of satiates curiosity is good. But there are a lot of questions that are novel. In other words, a piece of information you never knew or yes. had no idea how it might where it might have come from. And then there's also something that teaches you something. So it depends on the situation. But a good trivia question is something that people have a clue as to how to answer also. Because if people have no idea, the worst question would be what I call an I don't care question. In other words, you ask the question, you give the answer, and everybody goes, I don't care. So people have yeah. to care somehow about yeah. the question that you're going to ask.
Right. And it can't be a trick question, obviously, or something so removed from a person's normal experience that no one would ever know. I mean, it has to exist within some certain common realm of reality, right?
Right, unless you're just going for humor.
Right, okay. Well,
so I use different kinds of questions for different effects at different times in a show just based on where things are at with the audience.
Okay,
so sometimes you realize they're very curious, they're intellectual, ask them questions about chemistry and physics or outer space, or they're into sports, so you ask questions about sports. So picking the right category and understanding the demographics of your audience is very important.
Well then, let's go to Pat at 312-981-7200. Good evening, Pat. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, good evening.
How are you?
Good. I got into trivia back when I was a kid, reading the Trivia Encyclopedia by Fred R. Wirth. I don't know if you ever heard of that book.
Not I.
So we've got a professional trivia person here.
Well, I don't know. I used to know it, but I forgot a lot of stuff. That's the problem when you get older. It's half the battle.
Let me ask you. Amen to that, brother.
Are you a TV fan?
Well, I'm a music fan.
I
prefer music over TV.
Okay. Well, you sound about how old are you? Like, do you go back to the 70s and 80s?
I'm in my mid-50s. So, okay. You know, I grew up
so
in the
this is a question that I think you might be able to answer. What music group lost their Grammy because it was found out they lip-synced?
Milli Vanilli.
Hey, that's a winner right there. Fantastic. So that's how it works. You picked up on the fact through your running through the demographics of Pat, when he was born and what he was interested in, and you were ready with a question about that general time period and specifically that music question. That's pretty cool. Milli Vanilli, good God. I haven't thought about
that. Memory from the past.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there.
Name one of their songs. I don't know.
Oh, we didn't ask you to do that. I don't think anybody can name any of their songs. We're not going to make it that difficult. All right, then, Pat.
Okay, well, wait a second.
Right.
That's an example of something that they call TMI. What does that mean?
Too much information.
There you go.
Oh, so asking the name of the song would be too much information.
Right. Well, when he started to volunteer information that wasn't needed, TMI.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry about that.
No! That's fantastic.
No, the host just won the answer.
This is a radio. Well, first
we'll
and foremost.
Give one to John. He won a prize.
First and foremost, this is a radio program. And that kind of stuff works great on a radio program, Pat. So fear not. Well, as a winner of tonight's first round, and taking a look out the weather window.
I won a Milli Vanilli Greatest Hits album.
No. I don't think there is such a thing. And if there were, it would only be like one or two songs. You have one.
Well, actually, no. Think about it. If they had their Grammy taken away, we can give him a prize and take it back.
No. I mean, but Pat, you're not lip syncing, are you?
No.
He's ready. He should win.
Okay. You got a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there, Pat, so we can get the information that we need to get you your prize.
And congratulations.
And congratulations to you. And stay on the line there, Gene, because we're opening it up again, 312-981-7200. We're going to do this one more time before the top of the hour. If you care to join a national trivia day here at 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. I got to say a thank you to Mary for saving my posterior. I had a brain spasm, and I've been alone on the air for so long, I forgot that we have traffic and weather in the 6 p.m. hour. So thanks, Mayor. 647 with John Landecker. We've got Gene Jones on the phone, who's a trivia savant, and we have a contestant, and that would be Bill in Yorkville. Hello, Bill.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And you, sir?
I'm good.
Good. Gene, he's all yours.
Okay, Bill, so what kind of subjects do you like?
I like a little of this and that. I actually was all state and quiz bowl in high school, so I'm usually
pretty
good.
Holy cow!
We've got a potential genius here. Maybe we should make a tougher question to start.
Well, don't go too tough. I've drank a lot since then, and my brain cells are working well.
I drank a lot since then. I destroyed a lot of brain cells. I don't think I've heard that excuse before, but I believe you.
That's a new one for me as well. So should we do a wine question then?
Probably bourbon would be better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Bill, you're cracking me up, man.
Okay, I think we're going to keep it out of the alcohol range. I don't want him to go on a binge.
Well, not that bad.
So let's try this. All right. Who was the only president of the United States that was born in Illinois?
That was Ronald Reagan.
That's right. Excellent.
Holy, another winner right off the bat, and that has nothing to do with drinking.
Do we do another question?
Well, you already won. Yeah, you've won already, but go ahead, sure.
What are the three names of the chipmunks?
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Simon, and Theodore.
He got it.
Keep going.
You want to do another one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Show the heck.
Do you know anything about the 12 days of Christmas?
A bit.
Give me one of them with the numbers and what's related to it.
Five golden rings.
That's correct.
Hey, man, this guy, Bill from Yorkville, knows his stuff. You said you won what kind of trivia contest did you win?
Well, when I was in high school, they had a thing called a quiz bowl, and I was all state in that. It's kind of like where you sit up there with buzzers and you answer questions about different academic things.
So did you have, like, a team from your school attend?
Yeah.
Sort of like there was a show on called the GE College Bowl years ago.
Yeah, and that's basically what it is, yeah.
So what school
this was?
This was down
in Missouri, East Newton High School in Granby, Missouri.
All right.
So real quick, what's the nickname for Missouri?
It's a show-me state.
Jeez,
there you go.
This guy is just too good. All right, stay on the line there, Bill. You too. We'll also receive a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. So, Gene, give us the information that we need to access your publications, to book you for events, if you have a website, whatever you care to promote. Please do.
Sure, and let me just say, the reason I asked the chipmunk question goes back to the threads that you asked about with Amy from Jeopardy, because you use mnemonic devices sometimes to remember things. So Simon Alvin Theodore spells SAT, S-A-T. So basically, when I try to remember that, all I have to do is say chipmunk SAT, and then I remember the three names.
Gotcha. I'll have to remember that.
So there's little tricks. For becoming better at trivia, this is for your general audience, that you can use to help your memory recall things.
Very nice, Gene. Not just trivia, but helpful hints on focusing on the facts of life, so to speak.
Well, I actually, and that can lead to promoting things, I do have a website that's called Triviation.com, which is the use of trivia for all kinds of mental growth, corporate team building, and things like that. And then I have a website, GimmeAHint.com, which is for my game show, for entertainment, and different styles of trivia games. And then I do have a book out called Younger and Wiser.
Younger and Wiser. Well, I'd like to be both of those things.
We all try, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Thanks for being with us, Gene, and maybe we can do some more of this down the road.
Anytime. It's my pleasure.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, when I said trivia, wait a minute, what is that you got over there? No. Really? No.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin?
Yep, there they are. I'm not going to go through that entire thing, but I think it's probably been a while since the chipmunks have been mentioned here at WGN. John Landecker at 552 at 720 WGN. The phone number here, 312-981-7200. At the top of the hour, we're going to go to the setup for the Blackhawks. They are playing in Chicago at the... What did I say?
No,
hour 57:40. Oh, somebody was speaking in my ear. It threw me a little bit. The Blackhawks tonight, right, that's where we are, and they are playing the Colorado Avalanche. So last night, when I was on from 7 until 10, I made reference to the Friday night show, which was New Year's Eve, and I came on at 7 and went to midnight and played music. And I made reference to the fact that I was receiving feedback from places that are far away, and you say, well, John, of course you did, because all they have to do is go on the internet or get an app or stream from a website. Yeah, that's the way it is now. But back in the day, before any of that ever happened, the rock and roll was on the AM radio, and it was usually received on a night like this in an automobile. Now, what happens when it gets really, really cold like it is now? The AM signal of WGN goes up in the air, and then it does something that they call skip, and it can come down anywhere. And so engineering gave me today, let's see if I can get this to play. Listen closely, because where'd it go? This will be in, okay, this is WGN received over the air in Finland. Ready? Let's see if I get this.
A person was killed after a building caught fire last night. More after WGN traffic.
Could you understand that? A building caught fire last night. More after WGN traffic.
That was our own Gabe Salgado.
Yeah. Well, that was, he's overnight, right?
Yeah, he does overnight in Finland.
Yeah. Well, that's prime time for having your signal skip. I should have found out who that was at the other end that was taking time out of their day to tune us in and then actually make a recording and send it back to us. It's 720 WGN. John Landecker on the air for a few more minutes tonight. This week it varies. I'm the radio Zamboni, and I'm on, obviously, before hockey or basketball, as the case may be. Tonight until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, 6 until 7:45, and then Thursday, wow, it's Tuesday already, 6 until 8:30, and there will be Cats basketball tomorrow, and then on Thursday, the Blackhawks will be at Arizona. So that's all coming your way, and that explains why I'm here. I think the audience deserves an explanation as to why I'm here. I mean, I haven't been on WGN at 6 o'clock since a year ago, what? October. Yeah, I think that's about right. Wasn't planning on having to access that information, but as long as I'm here, I think that's what I'm going to do. And I wasn't ready to like throw it to the the weather and the traffic at 15 and 45 because I don't do that on the night show. So it'll take me another 60 seconds to feel at home. Remember the new schedule here at WGN, by the way. The new hours are Bob Surratt from 6 until 10, and then you have John Williams from 10 until 2. Lisa Dent has joined us in the afternoon from 2 until 6. Then there's me, and then there's After Me. And what's after me can be almost anything, and sometimes I'm after me, if that makes any sense at all. It probably doesn't. At any rate, stand by for the Blackhawks. They could certainly use a win. I got to get a new hat, and that's what I'm looking forward to.